You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, special Friday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you Friday, May 20th, and to Saturday, May 21st. Apologies to those of you that were looking for the show yesterday, but I was on the radio in Cleveland at 92.3 The Fan yesterday doing afternoon drive, and then got caught up in some other personal matters. So we moved the show to today. We appreciate you listening, making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions. On the show today, I've had a full week of looking at the schedule and kind of figuring out a few things when it comes to the 2022 campaign for the Lions with the schedule. I've got five questions. Not really five questions, but, I got a guaranteed win, a guaranteed loss, an upset special, a disappointment game, and I have no feel game. All right, so a list of five questions, I guess, or five answers in regards to the schedule. We'll do that today coming up momentarily on the program. Also, Jared Goff and quarterback tiers. Pro Football Focus did a piece on quarterback tiers and where Jared Goff kind of sits. And another publication pumping up the Lions' weapons. Like, promotionally, we will get into that as well here on Locked On Lions right here today on this a Friday edition. You can follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter. And, of course, you can find us on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. First things first, I appreciate the listeners. I really do. I've got a couple of regular listeners who are angry with me and hit me up on Twitter like, where are you? You're killing me. What about my day? Kevin Kelly at Onward Edge. You know who you are, Kevin. Stephen Fassine. Messing with my morning routine, Matt. You're slipping, my bro, said Kevin Kelly. Jeez. Listen, I record the show. I'm going to give you a little inside scoop on Locked On Lions. All right. First of all, I've been here since 2016. I've been doing the show since the summer of 2016. I believe this is like my six-year anniversary, or if it's 16 to 17, that's 1 year. 17 to 18, 2. 19, 3. 24, 20, yeah, 6 years I've been doing this podcast, and I love it. I absolutely love David and the crew at Locked On, and I appreciate them giving me this opportunity. Ross, everybody that I work with, Kylie, they're all awesome. But I usually record the show in the afternoons, 4:30, 5 o'clock, after I get done with my workday, my full-time job, working marketing and business development and other things for Financial Architects, Inc., and the Q5 experience. So I've got a lot going on. Yesterday, I do this radio show. I filled in on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, where I've also been since 2016, just as a fill-in host on the Afternoon Drive show yesterday with Dustin Fox. I worked with Dustin on the show. And then I had some things to do last night. I couldn't get to the pod until today. So Kevin and Steven, I know each and every day I'm with you. During the season, five shows a week, Monday through Thursday and the Sunday postgame. Outside of the season, Monday through Thursday, every single day. I'm not slipping. I'm here. I'm trying to fit as much as I can in. For some of the hosts of Locked On, I think the podcast is their full-time job or close to it. And I love that. I think that's awesome. Unfortunately for me, this is not. So I'm trying to do the best I can to give you guys content every day, and I've got to stick with it. And I really appreciate people like Kevin and Steven and some of our regular listeners that hit me up when I'm not on regularly or in their routine and I throw it off. And I apologize. I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to try to, obviously, even if I can't get to it in the afternoon, try to do it earlier or even at night so that you have it for your drive to work each and every day. You know, usually, I guess, that would be Tuesday through Friday if I do the shows on Monday. And, you know, anytime there's anything that breaks with the team, I'm going to try to get you, you know, a breaking news pod and everything else. But people are excited about this team. And I don't think that, you know, I had somebody was tweeting to me today, again, at Derry Speaks. I think it was Andy. He said, you know, I'm excited. I eat up the first and I'm ignoring the second. 1 minute you're getting me super excited about the team and the next you're bringing down my expectations. He also said, trying to keep it realistic, 6-7 wins is great, but maybe we win the division and hit double digits. That's at Andy, J-A-B-B-O-U-R. Thanks, Andy, for listening. Double digits. Like I said, I'm excited that you're excited. I'm happy that people are engaged with this football team again, and that, my gosh, I mean, the national media is just loving Dan Campbell. Imagine Hard Knocks and what's going to go on in August. You know, Twitter is going to blow up every night that show's on. People are going to go, oh, my gosh, how great is this guy? Oh, my gosh, Dan Campbell, Jamal Williams, Hawkinson, Tracy Walker, some of these guys that are really, really cool. And Frank Ragnow, they do have a fun group. Jerry Jacobs supposedly is hilarious. They've got some personalities that people are going to be excited about, and people are going to be fired up to watch behind the scenes, and that's going to get people into it. So, you know, there you have it. All right, I looked at the schedule. It's been a week. I've been diagnosing the schedule. I've been looking at the schedule very closely. And I've got a list of games, five games that I am not sure about, or that I am sure about, not sure about. It's just sort of a weird list that I decided I wanted to do as I'm breaking down, a schedule breakdown, I guess. And I wanted to do this today. Guaranteed win, guaranteed loss, upset special, disappointment game, and have no feel. All right? As I look at the 2022 schedule. Last year, you know, things changed. For example, upset special. Last year, nobody thought the Lions were going to beat the Cardinals. They hadn't won a game. It was they had won one game. I think they had beaten Minnesota already. But they were playing Arizona. Everybody's like, they're not winning this game. There's no way. Now, Kyler Murray, Cardinals were rolling, or they were still pretty darn good. And the Lions destroyed them. That was the upset special of the year last year. The Lions beating the Cardinals. Nobody saw that coming. So let's start with guaranteed win. All right, there's no guarantees in life. There's no guarantees on the schedule. But if I look at the 2022 Lions schedule, really take a deep dive, close look at this thing. Philly, Washington, Minnesota, Seattle, New England, bye, Dallas, Miami, Green Bay, Bears, Giants, Bills, Jags, Vikings, Jets, Panthers, Bears, and at Green Bay. When I really look at this schedule and I go, all right, what's my guaranteed win? What's the one game that if I went to Vegas and said, somebody put a gun to your head and said, you must go to that window and place a bet on the Lions to win one of those 17 games. What's the one game you would guarantee a win? I chose week 2, Washington. I have very little respect for the Commanders team. Carson Wentz is their quarterback. I think he's garbage. And it's a home game for the Lions. They'll be coming off a game against Philly in week 1. I don't know how that outcome's going to go, but the Eagles in the offseason, many feel, have won the offseason. They had a very good free agency. They just picked up James Bradbury. Their draft was excellent. And many feel like the Eagles are really going to take a step forward this year. Last year, Philadelphia came into Ford Field and de-pantsed the Lions. So what if the Eagles come in again and do the same thing? Not necessarily the same thing and destroy them, but they win at the line of scrimmage like they did a year ago, and they win. I think the Lions would come back in week 2 and win. And I also think they have a chance to beat Washington. So if I had to pick one game that was my guaranteed win, and I'm not picking the Bear game on January 1st because I just don't know. That's toward the end of the year. I'm not necessarily saying, oh, how can you not pick Seattle? They're terrible with Drew Locke. The game I'm picking is Washington for my guaranteed win as I take a look at the schedule. That's number one. Guaranteed loss? Again, pick a game that you think the Lions, no way they're going to win. I'm going to say at Dallas, even after the bye week on Sunday, October 23rd. I just still have nightmares about that playoff game in Dallas a few years ago where the Lions outplayed the Cowboys for most of the game, let them, you know, early on 14-0, and it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to do it. And then the flag being picked up on Anthony Hitchens on Brandon Pettigrew. I know the Lions have had some success in Dallas. Remember the Stafford and Calvin Johnson game years before that. but and the Lions beat the Cowboys at Ford Field on the Stafford dive play. But if I had to look at one game and go, you got to go on the road and play a pretty darn good team at Dallas, that's going to be tough. So if I had to do a guaranteed loss, and again, some of you know, well, what about Lambeau? Well, yeah, but that's week 17, week 18. Aaron Rodgers might not even be playing. You know, that might be a rest game again for the Packers, the way things have gone. So I'm going to circle guaranteed loss for Dallas on October the 23rd. All right, I've got three more of these questions about the schedule I'm going to answer. We're going to do those and also talk a little bit about Jared Goff and weapons getting some love for the Lions nationally. We'll do that coming up next. But I want to talk to you about Built Bar. What about your love of brownies? Who loves brownies? I love brownies, but you know what I love more? Brownie batter. Sometimes I eat half the batter just while I'm making the brownies at home, right? Imagine if you could lick the brownie batter spatula, like the brownie spatula clean, and get some protein in. Well, you're in luck because Built has a new creation, and this one is better than ever. It's the Brownie Batter Puff. You heard me right. This puff takes protein bars to a whole new level, and they're available right now at Built.com. Have you tried the Built Puffs yet? We've talked about the birthday cake ones that are out. Well, now the Brownie Batter Puff ones are there as well. Delicious chocolate-covered marshmallow protein bar, just 140 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 7 grams of sugar. Brownie Batter Puffs are the perfect pick-me-up for any day. Seriously, go to Built.com and get Brownie Batter Puffs now. They are unbelievable, and it will completely... You'll completely forget that you're eating a protein bar. It tastes like a candy, like a marshmallow candy. It's amazing. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off. Get those brownie batter puffs now at Built.com. All right, so having a little bit of fun with the schedule. Guaranteed win, Washington. Guaranteed loss at Dallas. And again, this could change next week for me, but I'm just doing this today because I've had a week to kind of really look at the Lions' schedule. What about an upset special? What's the game where the Lions maybe pull an upset? I think the Lions are going to be underdogs at the New York Giants November the 20th, and I think the Lions can win that game. The Lions will be underdogs. If you know anything about Vegas, you know that the Giants always get the benefit of the doubt with point spreads. And I think for that game, even if the Lions might have a better record come November 20th than the Giants, who are also kind of rebuilding to an extent, I think the Giants will be favored. And I think many feel like, the Lions aren't going to go into New York and win. I think the Lions can absolutely win that game. You're probably going to have Kayvon Thibodeau that week making some comments about, you know, hey, Lions passed on me. I really like Brad Holmes. I don't know what he's going to say, but many will say that this is going to be the game where Thibodeau is going to show Hutchinson and the Lions what they're missing, all those things. I think the Lions can win that game. Honestly, if you really look at it, I think the Lions could beat the Giants and the Jets on the road, but I think the Lions might be favored in that Jet game. Giant game, not so sure, but upset special, not picking the Lions to beat the Patriots or picking them to beat the Cowboys or Green Bay. Or even Buffalo on Thanksgiving. I'm not doing that. I think the Lions will be underdogs going to New York on the 20th of November. And that's kind of my upset special for this season's schedule. All right, number four, disappointment game. If you remember last year, I thought the disappointment game was that Philly game. I thought the Eagles with Jalen Hurts, not that good, a little bit banged up. And I think the Lions, you know, can hang. And they got their doors blown off in that game on Halloween Day. It was embarrassing. Is there a stub-your-toe disappointment game that I look at this schedule and go, people might be lathered up, and then there's the letdown, the disappointment? I think that game could be the Jacksonville game on December the 4th. Let's say the Lions put up a good showing on Thanksgiving. Not necessarily saying they're going to beat Josh Allen and the Bills, but let's say we all nationally see the progress that's been made by the Lions. And people say, oh, man, Lions played their hearts out, or Lions played really well, or whatever it is against Josh Allen and the Bills. Then the next week, they got the Jaguars at home. That could be the disappointment game where we all say, there's no way they're going to lose to Jacksonville. Jacksonville stinks, blah, blah, blah. I'm just circling that one as one to watch, as it could be a disappointment game. You know, Trevor Lawrence and company, I know that, you know, Trayvon Walker's coming in. It's kind of funny. The Lions are going to play Kayvon and Trayvon this year. All those guys, of course, were folks that people consider the Lions drafting at number two. But I think that could be a difficult game for Detroit. You know, the Jaguars as a sort of a letdown game. The I have no stinking idea game, have no feel game for the Lions on this schedule is Sunday, October 30th against the Miami Dolphins. There's days I wake up and go, man, that's a win. Lions at home, Miami's Miami. They always find a way to lose. They are always hyped up a little bit. People like them. They've gotten off to fast starts. They did under Brian Flores a couple of times. And people were like, oh, Brian Flores, he's brilliant. And now he's out of a job. Mike McDaniel, who's a fun guy, is taking over, and that offense should be pretty explosive with their speedy receivers and Tyreek Hill and the kid from Bama and now Tua, who many feel like under Mike McDaniel's tutelage could end up being something. But I have no feel of that game. Like Miami coming into Ford Field. No feel at all for the schedule. So that's my kind of in-depth look. I'm not going game by game yet. I need to see all the rosters. I need to see after June 1st with cuts and more free agency what these teams are going to be doing. But as far as kind of a guaranteed win, guaranteed loss, no feel, disappointment game, et cetera, that's kind of my look at the schedule and how I look at things right now today on May the 20th. Interesting list for quarterback tiers at Pro Football Focus that included Jared Goff. I want to get to that coming up next. First, though, our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs going on right now. Well, these games have all been blowouts. Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. You can get it all at BetOnline.net. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. Want to put some money down? Tigers, Guardians this weekend. Be careful tonight. Jose Ramirez might be out. Skubal pitching. Maybe the Tigers get it done and turn it around. Go to betonline.ag to do the betting. Get all the information at betonline.net. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, fun article from Pro Football Focus and PFF.com. 2022 NFL quarterback tiers. I was reading this the other day from Seth Galina. Tier A, golden oldies, playing at an elite level over 30, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Matt Stafford, and Matt Ryan. Tier B, shooting stars, best under the age of 30, Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, Burrow, Jackson. Tier C, mixed bag, the most polarizing players, Dak, Kyler Murray, Derek Carr. Tier D, play-action merchants, propped up by scheme, Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff. So Jared Goff is in the Tier D, play-action merchants, propped up by scheme, which basically means these are quarterbacks that in the right system and with a running game would be able to work out and be successful. Seth writes, quote, this tier has similar grades and war to the tier above, but benefits from their team's scheme more. Cousins has been the most successful per PFF grade and war, wins over replacement, over the past five seasons. And he bests Tannehill's 2.06 war per season at 2.57. However, since Tannehill joined the Titans in 2019 and became a play-action merchant, his 3.01 war per season is better than Cousins' 2.86. He gets the nod, but the case can be made for either of them. Garoppolo and Goff are also in the same tier, but because Goff's record in years where Sean McVay is not his head coach and play caller is horrendous, the 49ers quarterback, who may not even start this year, is ahead of Goff. Jared's war per season with McVay was 2.41, but it's down to 0.21 since he left Los Angeles. Tier D play-action merchant, Jared Goff. Another Tier D, prove it or lose it, potentially their last year starting, is Jameis, Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, Tua, and Drew Locke. And then Tier E, let's not get our hopes up, Wentz, Mariota, Trubisky, and Darnold. And then the younger guys are in the sophomore tier of tier F. Tier D, Goff isn't in a prove it or lose it potentially last year. He's in the play action merchants. There you go. Another person pointing out that Goff's numbers since leaving McVay have gone way down. Now, again, his numbers at the end of the McVay era also went down, some of that due to injury. And then last year, obviously, a kind of a mixed bag from Jared Goff. But see, now Jared Goff is out of excuses. The offensive coordinator is somebody he respects and likes. Okay? I'm not going to dive into the whole Anthony Lynn thing again, but it's obvious that they are trying to give Goff all that he needs, even in a better situation than they did a year ago. Because now Ben Johnson's the OC, Dan Campbell's still calling plays, we think, and that worked to Goff's favor at the end of the season where he played better, including the wins over Minnesota, Arizona, etc. Right? Now you add in Jameson Williams, you add in DJ Chark, you add in two more tight ends that we were talking with Jim Nagy about, the young tight ends that he likes, hopefully a deep and healthy running back room, and Frank Ragnow coming back from injury. There are no excuses for Jared Goff. And maybe next year at this time, we're sitting here going, you know what? He played so well in 2022. He's still under contract. Why would you replace him? He's playing well. This is the guy that we saw with the Rams that went to the Super Bowl. You know, maybe still a young enough guy that he's not just a scheme quarterback. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm not counting on it. His handling of the football, the fumbling problems, lack of mobility, and able to get around edge defenders to make a play with his legs still is alarming to me. Do I think he'll be better this year? I mean, after what we saw at the start of last year, I would hope so. But I'm not sitting here telling you it's going to be a lock. Now, the other day I was looking at on Twitter at Derry Speaks, and I see PFF also has this giant like poster on there, and it says Lions Weapons. And it's a picture of Swift, St. Brown, Williams, Chark, and Hawkinson. When was the last time anybody talked about the Lions' weapons like that? I mean, you got to go back to Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate days, when you can line up weapons and talk about, man, we might have something here in DeAndre Swift. Amon-Ra St. Brown was a near 1,000-yard receiver last year. Jameson Williams, everybody's propping up as the best receiver in the draft and would have been if not for the ACL. Chark, big body guy with some speed that they gave over $10 million to. And TJ Hawkinson, if healthy, is a top eight tight end in this league. Lions weapons. Again, no more excuses for your quarterback then. He shouldn't just be a play-action merchant. He should be somebody that gets on a roll again and plays well enough to where people are talking about, hey, he was the number one pick for a reason years ago. Thanks for making us your first listen. Friday edition of Locked On Lions. We'll talk again on Monday.